WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and listen to theref.com presents the Central Football Show featuring comments from head coach Brandon Artis. This show is brought to you by ERA First Advantage Realty, Max Deadman Agent, Gary's Body Shop, by Award War Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. Now, here is your host, Dan Okerski.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to week 8 of the high school football campaign and this afternoon's weekly Central Football Show. The Bears were at Romaine Stadium tonight taking on the Harrison Warriors. Harrison got their first win of the season. Brandon Artis will be joining us coming up. We'll talk about that game. We'll talk about the Bears getting ready to take on the Castle Knights. And, of course, this weekend is also the release of the high school football pairings for the state tournament coming up that will start in about 3 weeks. All that here on the Central Football Show on this Monday afternoon. We'll be right back with Coach Artis after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
If you are buying or selling a home, Max Deadman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, and so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Deadman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846, or reach him by email at max.deadman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
Hard hits happen on the field. The last place you want a hard hit is on the road. But if it happens to you, it's time to get to Gary's Body Shop. At Gary's, we take time to meet you face-to-face, find out exactly what you need, and treat you like family. Gary's certified professionals will make sure your vehicle is fixed the first time or we'll make it right. So if you had a hard hit on the road, call a timeout and get to Gary's Body Shop. 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on the Central Football Show for this Monday afternoon, Brandon Artis joining us, the head coach. Brandon, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Well, thanks for a few minutes of your time, and glad you're back. I know last week, we had the assistant coach on, your defensive coordinator, and Chad did a really good job with, filling in for you, but glad that you're back. And just talk a little bit about the Harrison game going into that contest. Two teams, pretty evenly matched, and Harrison just kind of on the verge of getting their first win, and unfortunately they got it against your team and the Central Bears. But overall thoughts on that game with the Warriors?
The better team won. They wanted it more. Harrison had a really good game plan. Their guys flew around. They executed, and they were on the winning end of it. So kudos to Harrison for getting their first victory.
Well, what kind of a game? I mean, typically when you look at the film, you can point to, a couple of the different things, either physically or mentally, some breakdowns or whatever. I mean, what was the big difference in this game, in your opinion?
Going into the game, we knew we weren't going to have some of our guys. Our running back, Lance Goff, he was out with a concussion from the week prior. We got bad news about our defensive end, Matthew Ferguson. He has an MCL injury, so he's out for the season. And so we were kind of thin going in. We got one of our better cornerbacks tossed early in the first quarter. Receiver go down, lineman go down. I mean, it was just more or less, it was one of those games where what could go wrong went wrong, if that makes sense. We had a really good week of practice. We thought we had a really good game plan, and it was just, we late an egg.
Well, I guess, you know, you get into these football games and it's kind of all hands on deck, but just hearing your accounts of it, Brandon, just seems like, okay, I mean, I can almost picture you and the coaching staff turning on the sideline like, okay, well, who do we put in? Because all these guys are going down, or like you said, you have the misfortune of having a player, you know, leave the game. So, you know, from that standpoint, I guess you find out a little bit about kind of your second and maybe in some cases, you know, your third teamers and how they're going to react to a varsity football game.
Right, for sure. And they were not ready for the moment. I mean, it was one of those things where no matter what happens, guys got to step up and make plays. Coaches got to step up and coach. And it was one of those things where, and we, Harrison got the best of it, so.
Well, you know, we just had the Rice football coach on, Corey Brunson, and they certainly had a tough night against Memorial. And, you know, I said something to Corey, and he goes, well, you know, we kind of make mistakes. We kind of have to move on. But he did say, too, that, you know, hey, there were some things that, you know, he was pleased with. When you looked at the film of your game with Harrison on Saturday, anything as far from a positive aspect that you were able to take out of that, or maybe that the players saw that you can use to get that and use that for your preparations this week against Castle?
Yeah, one of the positives, we had a re-emergence of one of our players who has a tough season this season. Elijah Pendleton had a really good game. He ran kickoff return back forth, had multiple catches, multiple tackles on defense. He was one of those guys that were flying around, and he just didn't give up and didn't quit. And we had a couple guys that do some similar things, so that was some bright spots. I mean, guys played the entire game and didn't want to go out. And no matter what the score looked like, guys continued to kind of want to fight through it. So it's just, for me, it's one of those things where you close the door on that and you look forward. You look to next week, another tough matchup versus Castle. So.
Okay. If just, you know, getting with these guys, you know, over the weekend, Brandon, is certainly the start of the practice. I mean, when you look at, you know, kind of senior leadership, and this is the young football team. I mean, you've talked about it all season long with us here in this program, and how these kids are kind of facing adversity, you know, every week working hard to try to get better. You know, they're certainly getting better, but sometimes those results don't show on the scoreboard. What's been the attitude of this team over the last couple of weeks?
Honestly, it's just, they understand, like, that it takes time. And our kids, I mean, obviously, they don't like to lose, obviously. But we kind of go move forward after Friday night, we move forward to the next week. I mean, the kids, they're still fighting. We haven't lost anybody. They're still excited about football. It's just unfortunate for us. We have five seniors on our team. And so it's kind of hard to get, a lot of leadership from five guys. I mean, most teams have more seniors than that. And so, but the bright side is that we are a young team. Guys are still willing to go out and carry out the plan. So we're excited for the future.
All right, we'll come back with more of this edition of the Central Football Show right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
If you are buying or selling a home, Max Dedman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, and so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Dedman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846. Or reach him by email at max.dedman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
You've heard people say,
I've got to get to Gary's.
But why is it important to get to Gary's Body Shop when you need auto body work? Because Gary's Body Shop is locally owned and a proud supporter of our community for more than 25 years. Plus, you'll work directly with the owner. But most of all, because when you go to Gary's, you know the work will be done right the first time, or we'll make it right. So when you need quality body work and collision repair, get to Gary's. Gary's Body Shop, 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on the Central Football Show on this Monday afternoon, the Bears will be up in Paradise taking on the Castle Knights on Friday night. We'll talk about that game with Coach Artis in our final segment. Well, Brandon, we get to this stage of the season now, and, you know, a lot of stuff going on. We're kind of getting into fall break later this week, so this will be not your normal week of school and preparation. You know, now through Thursday will be, but Friday the kids have off, and then, you know, get to school, get the, on the bus, and head over to Paradise to take on Castle this week. The IHSA will announce the parish for the state football tournament. So, you know, really kind of some exciting times for every high school football player in the state right now.
Yeah, it is. I think that I actually look forward. I know a lot of coaches don't look forward to fall break just because there's going to be some guys missing. But we need to recoup and kind of get guys healthy and take that week to kind of, you know what I mean, get healthy and get our mentals right. So I'm actually looking forward to fall break.
What about, you know, like you said, I mean, this past week, and you guys over the last 2 to 3 weeks have lost players for extended periods of time, or in some cases, a young man with the MCL injury, you know, gone for the season. So just as far as the injury report after 7 grueling weeks in the SIAC, how are the Central Bears holding up?
We're holding up. I mean, we're doing what we can. We know that, I mean, we've lost multiple guys for the season, but the good thing is guys aren't focused on that. We don't make excuses. We understand the challenges, and we just got to fight through it, and whatever happens, happens.
Well, as you talked about, Brandon, too, I mean, with 5 seniors, and certainly these kids have, you know, met a lot. They put their time in there at Central the last, you know, 3.5 years, and this will be their final year. But just as you talk about the experience that this group is getting, these younger kids, whether it's your freshman team, your JV team, and a lot of those kids that are probably playing varsity football right now should probably be on the JV. But because of injuries and everything else, you know, they're getting varsity experience. And, you know, that may not bode well this year as far as wins and losses, but certainly the experience that these kids are getting, knowing what it's going to take to be, you know, in the thick of, you know, conference races and city races over the next couple of years. I mean, you got to look at that too.
Yeah, for sure. We, going back to Friday, we played a freshman corner in the second half, and he played pretty decent. We played a freshman defensive line on D-line and O-line, and he played pretty well. I mean, we got some young guys that's been getting experience all season long, so I'm actually excited for them. We got a couple linebackers that are freshmen, a pair of linebackers, there's 3 of them that are freshmen, and I mean, they go in and they're not afraid of anybody, and that's the mentality that we like. And so we're trying to grow on those guys, and so we're looking forward to that.
All right, sounds good. All right, the Central Bears on the road taking it on Castle Friday night. We'll come back. We'll talk about that game with Coach Artis when the Central Football Show continues here on this Monday on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref. If you are buying or selling a home, Max Dedman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, but so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Dedman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846, or reach him by email at max.dedman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center.
Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Now is the time to make the change, and Gary's Body Shop has a new career for you. If you're an experienced auto body tech, make the move to Gary's Body Shop. Gary's Body Shop offers competitive pay based on your experience, including paid holidays and a great atmosphere. If you're ready to make the move to Evansville's premier locally owned body shop, get to Gary's. Submit your application in person or online at Gary's Body Shop 2020@gmail.com. Gary's Body Shop, 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
Back here on the Central Football Show on this Monday afternoon, Brandon Artis joining us. The Bears on the road up at Paradise taking on Castle. Well, Brandon, Castle coming off just a nail-biting 14-13 win against Jasper this past Friday. Jasper with a chance to win the game in the final second, going for a two-point conversion that failed, so Castle able to hold on. They come in with just one loss on the season. Just your thoughts as you watch film of Castle and prepare for the game on Friday.
They are a really good football team. Physical. They fly around, fly to the ball, keep everything in front of them. I mean, they're a well-coached team. I got tremendous respect for Coach Hurt. They're just an all-around really good football team. They do everything. I mean, they do everything well. And it's a tough matchup going in that, knowing that they're not going to kill themselves. They're not going to make mistakes. Guys are going to miss tackles. They're going to fly around. They are a really good team.
So offensively, what do you guys have to do? I mean, certainly they got a couple of young men on that team that are getting some looks from some pretty big football programs at the next level. So their defense probably right now, the strength of that team, I don't know. I've been talking to Coach Hurt throughout the year. It's kind of been the case. How does this Central football team move the chains on Friday and keep the offense off field?
Well, you got to get the ball out of some. Benny is really – they got some interior guys that are really, really good. There's really – you can't say, well, we got to stop these guys. You can't stop these guys, right? We just have to take what Castle give us and try to stay ahead of the chains. And so that's what the goal is. We understand that they're coming. And so we just got to be mentally and physically prepared for it.
All right, and as far as Castle's offense, your defense, you talk about some of the inexperience of some of these young kids that are 14 years old probably, you know, playing some pretty critical positions defensively, your linebackers, your corners. Their offense, I think, kind of goes around McCool, but the quarterback has the opportunity and the ability, you know, to put the ball up in the air. So what do you expect from Castle offensively on Friday?
I expect Castle to run the ball. I mean, we haven't proven that we can stop the run. They run the ball really well. McCool is a really good running back. They like to get the ball on the edge. I expect them to run the ball, and they also throw it over the top. Their quarterback is underrated. I've watched multiple films of him dropping back and letting it air out, and they got some guys that can go get it. And so overall, they're a solid team overall. I know their defense is really tough. But they got a strong offense. They do a lot of things, a lot of different formations, a lot of different motions, misdirection stuff, stretching the ball out. I mean, they do a lot, and they do it really well. And so, I mean, if you don't come ready to play, they're going to punch you in the mouth.
All right, the Central Bears will take on the Castle Knights Friday night, 6:30 kickoff time up at Castle. And Brandon Artis has been our guest here at the Central Football Show. Brandon, thank you so much. Have a great week of preparation, and all the best to you and the Bears on Friday at Castle.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Brandon Artis. This has been the Central Football Show here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref.
You have been listening to the Central Football Show on WREF, 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by ERA First Advantage Realty, Max Dedman Agent, Gary's Body Shop, by Award Road Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. This Central Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF, 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.
ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.